This has the potential to cost Ireland over 140 to 150 million in lost catches at the first point of sale. And of course, with the added value, it would be much, much greater than that. Our catching sector is facing the biggest cuts in the history in real terms for 2026, and the equivalent to the cumulative impact of 4 years of Brexit. Let me say, while Brexit and Ireland generally were pleased that Brexit got over the line, but once more, the fishing industry suffered as a result of it. I met Michel Barnier, who was negotiating at the time, and I told him in this house, in the dining room, that I was extremely concerned for the future of the fishing industry. And he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "You can take it that it will not be affected, because fishing and trade will be inextricably linked." And I believed the man, and of course I advocated at the time that we should have threatened to veto Brexit because of the implication for the fishing industry. But of course that wasn't the popular thing to do at the time. There was a bigger picture. But had we threatened to do it at the time, I have no doubt but that there wouldn't be such drastic reductions in those quotas as a result of Brexit. So it's a very serious situation for the country. It's a very serious situation for the most peripheral parts where there's no alternative source of employment.